The new federal coalition government's position on marriage equality is already being put to the test, with the ACT government promising to introduce legislation this week to legalise same-sex marriage. The ACT Attorney General, Simon Corbell, says the Territory government is delivering an election promise and plans to introduce the bill on Thursday. He says the Territory government is ready to fend off any challenges to the legislation. Rachel Carbonell reports.
It's the second time the ACT has attempted to legislate for marriage equality. In 2006, it passed its Civil Unions Bill, which was overridden by the Howard government. Legislative changes mean it's now more difficult for the federal government to quash territory laws. It must now have a vote in both houses of parliament to do so. ACT Attorney General Simon Corbell says his government is ready to defend its legislation.
We believe this reform is warranted and long overdue. Same-sex couples in the ACT deserve the right to be married in the same way that heterosexual couples already can be, and with the stalemate at the federal level and having waited to see whether or not reform would happen at the federal level, the ACT government has now decided that it will act to legislate for a territory-based scheme.
The ACT government says it's confident the legislation has a good chance of withstanding any High Court challenges.
Well, we don't embark on this course unless we believe that we have a strong constitutional argument in the High Court as to our right to legislate, nor indeed do we embark on this course of action without knowing that the operation of the Self-Government Act provides for the concurrent operation of territory law alongside Commonwealth law in certain circumstances. We believe those circumstances here are met and will robustly defend that should the matter be taken to the High Court.
The Australian Christian Lobby has already foreshadowed its plans to push for federal intervention. Managing Director Lyle Shelton says the ACT legislation is inappropriate.
Well, I think it's really important that the Parliament, the Commonwealth Parliament, moves to override any moves by the ACT Legislative Assembly to redefine marriage. It's up to the Commonwealth to defend the Constitution, and the issue should be decided there. This is something which, if a territory legislature redefines marriage, it's ultimately going to end up in the High Court. It may end up there anyway, and that's not a position that High Court judges should be put into the position of having to adjudicate on contentious social policy issues. This is putting us on a path to the Americanisation of our politics, where judges determine these matters rather than through the democratic processes.
He says it may not be as hard for the federal government to override the laws as some have suggested.
I think the federal parliament has shown on a number of occasions that it doesn't have an appetite for changing the definition of marriage. That's been clearly shown in numerous votes.
Lyle Shelton from the Australian Christian Lobby, ending Rachel Carbonell's report.